must be traveling at speeds beyond our comprehension.
Your people will be safe under my leadership. I've come to prepare your way to Earth.
And what kind of games do they play where you come from?
Games that would amaze you.
You would hope that the humans have made so advanced a breakthrough?
The alternative is that we have encountered a new and more powerful force in the universe.
Apollo, don't ever make the mistake of threatening me again, or you'll forfeit your life.
Okay for the fleet in this quadrant. Let's start thinking about a last wide sweep and head for home. Copy?
Loud and clear. Making the final sweep of this one. OJ!
Captain, I'm seeing spots in front of my eyes.
All right. Take it easy, you guys. Whatever it was is gone now, but let's ease on over in that direction.
Maybe we better alert the fleet.
There's plenty of time for that.
Captain, let's center.
Whatever they are, they're coming right at us and fast.
Actuate attack computers. Stand by to intercept.
I'm not picking them up on my scanner. I'm not picking anything up on them.
Well, they're there, and they're not slowing down. Good Lord, they're fast. Anybody get a good look at them?
No. But I'll tell you this, whatever they're flying can outrun us.
Let's get out of here. Warn the fleet. So far, we don't know if there's anything to warn them about. Now hold your positions and your fire until we get a fix on them.
Wait, they're moving up behind us. Now, whoever it is doesn't seem too interested in us. Let's turn around and get out of here.
Jolly, you speak the wisdom of the lords. Okay, warriors, let's turn around and...
Skipper!
I see him. Holy frack!
Skipper, my instruments are gone. I can't read a thing.
Miners spinning like fire tons. And that noise, I can't stand it.
What do we do?
Divide and run.
A 4-point peel off on 3-1.
OJ, I've lost power. I'm losing speed.
I can't do a thing, Skipper. I can't stand the sound.
Morris, you say you were incredible, but I might be willing to give you reasonably sufficient to buy you a drink.
Generous, very generous.
Hi, Boomer.
Nice to see you.
Nice play.
Nice play, yeah, sure. Just once I'd like to beat you, too.
Ah, Boomer, I'm sure there's something you're good at. Anyway, what do you expect from a natural-born athlete?
Just for that, you're doing the buy-in.
I'm afraid nobody's buying. Emergency meeting in the war room.
For second's sake, Colonel, have a heart. We just ran ourselves ragged playing triad. And I need a drink.
You'll need one even more when you find out what's happened.
Let's go. They disappeared here in this sector.
And there's been no transmissions of any kind.
We've received an automatic distress signal.
Since then, nothing. Four ships have simply vanished.
What kind of landmass is indicated?
I don't know. But the seismic readings indicate that something has happened there within a time frame that could have a bearing on the missing ships.
Commander, OJ is like my family. He's all that I've got left.
Get your gear.
Father, maybe sending her is a mistake. There's been no trace of her father or the Pegasus since his disappearance, and now losing Bojack.
Look, if emotion is a factor in finding those four pilots, we're all equally motivated. Johnny's like a kinsman to me.
Then we picked the right team.
I think so, too. But no chances. If they're not on the planet.
I know they wouldn't have fuel enough to have been in continuous flight since they left. If we don't find them, they come right back.
All right. Good luck. Thank you.
Yeah.
Commander, that seismic report, I don't like the implications of it. It's too sudden, too abortive to be a core tremor. More likely an explosion of some kind.
Well, it doesn't seem reasonable that four ships would crash simultaneously.
That's true, but they could have been on the ground at the same time when the explosion occurred.
Is it possible? We'll know very soon, won't we?
Tell you to flash. No life forms.
I wonder why. It seems to have appropriate atmospheric requirements.
It's possible no travelers from any of the colonies ever made it out this far.
At least they didn't hang around. For some reason.
That doesn't bode well with the direction we're heading in to find the lost 13th tribe. And Earth.
One problem at a time. Let's go down in the atmosphere.
Vegetation. It's all red.
Let's find a place to set down and have a look. Hey, just over that rise, look at that. It's like something big hit this area. It's all burned out. You see that just to the left of center? Some kind of wreckage. And whatever it was huge. Let's go in. Strangest light I've ever seen.
You're too high to see yourself. You look really weird.
I've never seen you look better.
Well, at least the atmosphere is comfortable to breathe.
But everything's so eerie.
Yes, but it's alive.
Let's go.
The size of that crater. Whatever hit here must have been as big as a battle star.
And that looks like the remains of a very big ship.
Let's go have a look.
I wouldn't go down there.
Where did he come from? Scanner read no life forms.
The radiant levels are extremely high.
Where'd you come from?
Where did you come from?
We mean you no harm. You're obviously human. Do you need our help?
Well, I think it's more likely that I can help you.
How? Are there others like you?
Not here.
Was that a ship?
Yes, it was. It was destroyed.
By whom?
The great powers.
You mean the Cylon Empire?
No.
Just who are these powers?
It's not easy to explain. Would you mind if we moved from here? I don't want to be reminded of what happened to my people.
Something's wrong with my scanner. I can't get any reading.
That scanner won't be of much use to you. The radiant field here from the crash is too strong.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. I get a very strange feeling about him.
Well, that makes two of us.
I don't understand how he survived that crash without a mark on him.
I'm weary. I'm drained of energy.
We have some emergency rations with us. We'll be happy to share them with you.
You're very kind. It's not food I require.
How did you survive the crash?
I don't know.
You spoke of your people. Were there people on board that ship?
Yes. They're all gone. Well, what about you? You must have people. Will you be returning to them soon?
Yes.
I wonder if I might accompany you.
Well, we'd have to know a little bit more about you first. Where do you come from?
You do not know my people. They're not of your world.
Yes, but if they are human, maybe there's some connection. Maybe
I can help you with your quest.
What quest was that?
Whatever it is you're looking for. My knowledge of the universe is infinite. I think we better be going.
Likeable, but a little on the loony side.
Maybe, maybe not. Where's he from?
You keep asking that. What does it matter? Look, he's human. And he's all alone. I think he's in shock from the explosion.
That makes sense. If he ejected from that ship, Fall may have hurt him.
No, he doesn't look any too tattered to me.
Well, we can't just leave him behind.
What if he's some kind of spy planted here?
Who knew we were coming?
Whoever was responsible for the disappearance of our patrol?
Apollo, he's only one man. If we keep our guard up, I just don't see what he can do.
All right. But first, let's make sure he's not carrying any kind of homing device.
Good idea. If this is one of Baltar's little tricks, maybe it'll backfire.
Starbuck, go back to the ship and send for a shuttle. Oh, and see if there's any word from the missing patrol.
Right.
We've decided to take you with us.
Good.
Overwhelmed, isn't he?
What is it? What's happening?
Didn't even faze him.
We better hurry. They're coming back. They're looking for me.
Any sign of the others?
Not a trace. Find somebody.
May I introduce our guest? This is Count Idley, Colonel Ty.
An honor, Colonel. I know your mind must be full of questions. But I wonder if I might find somewhere to rest after my ordeal.
I'll be glad to give you and my father a quick debriefing. Then I'm sure you'll want to talk to Count Ibley at length.
Of course. Sheba, proceed to the life station. And find the Count some quarters. We'll see you two on the bridge.
He was all alone on the planet.
As far as we could tell. Beside the wreckage of an immense ship.
What'd you report on the wreckage?
Well, it was giving off exceptionally high radion levels.
We couldn't move into the area without returning to the Galactica for special gear.
Too bad, too bad. And yet he survived despite the radion levels?
I can only speculate he ejected from the ship before she was struck.
Struck by the Cylons?
And not according to him. Then who knows what condition his mind was in after going through the encounter he'd been through.
Father, he seemed to be very evasive. I don't trust him.
All right. I want a complete report on him for the life station. Cranium probe, neurosystems, everything. Up to and including psychoelectron recall.
We can stop down here for some hypernutrients and a quick energon treatment. At least that'll get you through the debriefing.
No. Oh, it's not that I don't appreciate your concerns, but I have my own concerns.
We only want to help you.
I'm sure. But you don't understand. I'm not of your world. It's highly probable that your instruments could be destructive to me.
But they're the very latest.
For your time, yes.
I really think that I should be getting you...
May I see more of your ships?
This way. This is our communication center, where we can maintain a constant monitor on all the ships in the fleet.
I'm sorry, we seem to be receiving some kind of electrical interference. It was fine a few centons ago.
One of the problems of space travel. Electrical voids and equipment failures. But I'm sure you understand all that, don't you?
Completely.
I just received word from the bridge. Our visitor just left there with Sheba. We're tracking them down now.
Just left the bridge? What are we running here? A perfect stranger comes aboard the Galactica and is given access to a sensitive military control center?
It does seem a bit out of the ordinary.
Out of the ordinary? Is that all you have to say?
There must be an explanation for it.
The rejuvenation center is right down here. It might be a nice place for you to rest for a bit.
It's time to find Commander Adama.
Adama? You mean you know him?
Somebody must have mentioned his name on the bridge. That is correct, isn't it? He is your commander.
Oh, yes. He is our commander. You follow me?
Now, where in the name of Hades is he, and how did he get free run of the ship? Which one of you has an answer?
Father, I left him...
Pardon me. You are Commander Adama. Count Ibley, at your service.
Thank you. I want to see each one of you later. Make sure you're in one place so we don't have to look all over the ship for you.
Would the officers' club be suitable?
Perfectly. I know you won't leave there. Dismiss.
Gee, I don't think I've ever seen him quite so unsettled.
You think we just deserted him or something?
A little hard to understand why he took a perfect stranger in a classified area.
Well, he asked me to...
Did you do everything you're asked to?
Apollo!
Well, you know what I mean.
Look, I know it's a little hard to explain, but... Well, it wasn't so much what he said as what I felt. He needed to feel order and security. So I took him someplace where I could help settle him. And it worked. He feels much better now.
You've been acting this way ever since we found this Count Ibley, or he found us. What makes him so important to you? You don't know who he is. None of us do.
I know he cares.
For you?
For all of us. And if I have to explain that to you, then you're far less sensitive than I thought you were.
She thinks I'm insensitive.
You? If she thinks you're insensitive, what does that leave me?
As you probably realize, we are in a state of constant emergency. However, I trust you'll find your quarters comfortable.
I'm infinitely grateful to you. And for delivering me from my enemies.
Oh, your enemies? Tell me about them.
They are infinite. They are everywhere. They're relentless.
Who are they? What are they called? Where are they from?
Forgive me my inability to communicate with you. There are things you might not understand.
Count Ibley, I've been told that I'm a fairly bright chap when given a chance.
Yes, of course. And generous to stop for one more survivor. And that's precisely why I'm not sure it's wise to burden you with my fight.
I don't mean to infer that we can take on more enemies than we now have. But perhaps we are already fighting a common foe.
There are great and infinitely more dangerous powers in the universe than your Cylons and all their allies combined. Let me bring you a more optimistic epistle. You're searching for a place called Earth.
My son told you that.
You are of the House of Kobol. Your tribes are scattered. The 13th journeyed to Earth several millennia ago.
Tell me about the civilization.
It has known great rises and falls.
Why? Where are you from? Is this civilization strong enough to help us defeat the Cylons?
Your people will be safe. Under my leadership.
Did I hear you correctly? Did you say, under your leadership?
Of course, Adama. Why do you think I'm here? I've come to prepare your way to Earth.
Despite precautions, word of the mysterious stranger has swept through the fleet. His promises are giving our people the first real hope they've had in a quarter yarn. Yet his presence, his unwillingness to submit to routine medical procedures, leaves me with grave doubts about his integrity or his ability to fulfill his bold promises. However, one more major disappointment in the lives of our beleaguered survivors might spell the end of our journey or my ability to maintain order. The possibility of hope must be sustained.
Doctor, there's all kinds of portable scanners. Surely you can get close enough to them to get a simple respiratory probe.
I'm telling you that I sent two of my best technicians to try to get close. They both came back with broken scanners. I even sent Cassiopeia.
When all of our medical technology fails, we still resort to blatant feminine wiles.
What happened?
Well, I certainly think he was the most charming man I've ever met.
The most charming?
That was on the outside. I still have no idea what he's like under that beautiful smile.
Maybe you weren't close enough to get a good scan on him.
Paolo, do you mind if we discuss this without Starbuck around?
Hey, look, this was all done in the line of duty. Wasn't it?
Starbuck, I'd be lying to you if I told you that I wasn't impressed by it. But I still came back with an empty tape.
Excuse me.
What are you talking about, an empty tape? That heart rate is dancing like a Cylon scanner.
Oh, that's my pulse rate. This is his.
A straight line. You really got to him.
It's not Cassiopeia, gentlemen. It's the equipment. Now, either it's defective, or he's operating on some other wavelength.
Or he has some way of deliberately jamming us.
possible.
Doctor, is it possible that this man, however handsome, could be an android?
A machine? Designed in every way to look like a man?
Exactly.
Our biorobotics institutes were well advanced in that science.
Dr. Wilker would be your best expert on that subject.
Isn't it lovely here?
A veritable garden.
We brought a few of everything we could in what little time we had, not knowing what we could expect to find on Earth. What can we expect to find?
What do you wish to find?
A civilization strong enough to fight back against the Cylons?
That is not the quest which burns truly closest to your heart.
Of course it is. That's what we all want. How would you know?
I know you. I feel you. At this moment, I am closer to your soul than anyone has ever been.
You're unlike anyone I've ever known.
Think, Sheba. Think with your soul. And I will tell you your heart's desire. Yes. Yes, of course, I should have known sooner. You will see him again.
Who?
Your father, the legendary Commander Kane. You will see him again.
How could you know what I was feeling?
All people are capable of feeling each other's thoughts. It merely takes time and experience. Place your trust in me, and I promise you all things will be possible.
What is it, Colonel?
I don't know. There's not a thing on the scanners.
It's not exactly accurate, Colonel.
They're here. They're just not here long enough for us to get a reading.
They must be traveling at speeds beyond our comprehension.
Commander, we're receiving distress calls from every ship in the fleet. People are panicking.
Put me on Unicom. Unicom activated. People of the fleet, this is Commander Adama. Please maintain communication silence. There is no reason for alarm. The ships or manifestations we're encountering do not appear to be in any way hostile. Only by keeping the comm lines free of random signals can we hope to utilize the full potential of our scanners. Thank you. Scramble precautionary intercept.
Yes, it is possible to construct a lifelike android. It would be most difficult to tell from a real human. But there are ways of telling. For one thing...
No. Dr. Lee. We hope.
What is it? Where are they?
Don't be frightened. They cannot hurt you as long as you're with me.
The lights? But they're so beautiful.
Don't be beguiled. They taunt you with a glow that conceals everlasting darkness. Look away, Sheba. You are safe with me.
Captain Apollo, the present coordinates of Red Squadron.
But, Father, we don't have the present coordinates of Red Squadron.
They just launched.
They disappeared from our scans.
just like Silver Spar Squadron. Sir, what do I tell Blue Squadron?
Have them return at once. Why didn't you mention those lights before?
We thought we were in some kind of a meteorite storm. And frankly, this Count Ibley pretty much had our full attention.
Apollo, he did say something about them being after him.
Yes, he did, but...
You didn't think that was important. Why?
Nothing he was saying made any sense. He seemed to be in a state of shock.
Suppose he were in a state of shock. Suppose he was telling the truth. Suppose those beings were pursuing him.
Well, we've lost four ships without a trace, Father. I don't think we have a prayer of fighting these beings, whatever they are.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I think it's time to take off the diplomatic gloves. If this, Count is letting us send fighters in to be killed without a chance, then I, for one, don't think much of him. I mean, he owes us some kind of an explanation.
I think he's right. We're up against something we really don't understand. Have Count Ibley brought to me at once.
So this is where you play your games.
Triad. It's more than just a game. It's a very important part of the well-being of our people. It gives them something to root for. It gives them a chance to win and be part of something. A moment away from the war and being caged up inside small metal ships.
You don't have to convince me. I'm a great believer in distraction. Even pleasure.
And what kind of games do they play where you come from?
Games that would amaze you. Games of life. Games of death.
How horrible.
Far from it. Death is not the end. It's just the beginning.
You have a very dark side to you. There's something about you that reminds me of my father. His love of war and conflict.
That's a very perceptive observation.
And this war of yours, Count Ibley, is it one of your choosing?
I think Commander Adama would like to share this discussion. If you'll follow me.
The conversation was between Shiva and myself.
Count Ibley, you will either accompany me as my guest or as my prisoner. Your choice.
Apollo, I think you're being terribly rude. Of course Count Ibley will go to see Adama if that is his wish. Won't you?
If it is your pleasure, my princess.
Shiva. Are you okay?
Of course. What are you talking about?
You don't seem yourself.
How would you know? You never really knew me. This is the only man who has ever truly known me.
Apollo, don't ever make the mistake of threatening me again. Or you'll forfeit your life in the wink of an eye.
There'll be a better time. I think our guest just revealed a hint of his true color.
Be seated.
Thank you.
We have lost 8 good men today. What do you know about that?
I told you I could give you protection.
How?
Follow me. And I will lead you to safety.
Who are you?
I am of another world. A degree of being developed far in advance of your own.
How can you verify that?
Prepare for me 3 tests. And as I have the power to move that object, so I have the power to deliver your people.
Thank you.
ask you once again. Who are you? Where do you come from?
I'm from that place where man's ability to comprehend, to will, is in the highest degree of accomplishment.
We've learned to use the powers of the mind to create what you deem to be miracles.
For what purposes do you use these powers?
Adama, I converse with you out of courtesy. I know your questions before you ask them. I know your fears, your grievances. That man on your right, your son, he's thinking quickly of the pilots that you've lost. That was not my doing. They were beyond my dominion. But that can change if you agree to follow me.
To Earth?
If you wish.
Then it is of no importance to you where we go.
If your destiny is to Earth, let us begin the voyage at once.
Can you bring our pilots back?
That might present a problem.
Even if we included amongst the three tests you will grant us in exchange for your leadership?
These wishes must extend from this time forward. I cannot change that which already is.
You will have a decision.
Soon, I trust. Because the powers that you encounter today will return again and again until you are under my protection.
A large number of flying objects. They are all around us, and yet they are not.
Adama. He has scientists aboard the Galactica. Perhaps it's a technological breakthrough of some kind.
Let us hope so.
You would hope that the humans have made so advanced a breakthrough?
The alternative is that we have encountered a new and more powerful force in the universe than our own.
The people here in these large freighters have fashioned dwellings for themselves as best they could.
It's appalling.
Who asked you?
Oh, please, don't be rude. This man is our friend.
Oh? And where is the Count staying? What kind of food does he find on his table?
How did you know who he is?
Everyone knows who the Count is, who has come to us to talk of miracles.
Yes, yes. Show us a miracle here. Take my meager rations and multiply them.
Is that all you'd have me do?
When you have but a single talent plant to last a sectan, two such plants would be miracle enough.
Then you shall have two, multiplied by all the ships in the fleet, if that is one of Adama's wishes.
Just the sort of answer to our prayers we might expect.
Feel better, old man. Stand tall. I do not come here by chance. You follow me, I will lead you.
Adama is the leader of this fleet.
Then why has he no compassion for these people? They're living like animals.
My father doesn't promise what no man can deliver.
Adama has but to ask me. And these people will have all the food and comfort they desire.
Then forget Adama. We'll follow you. Fill our cauldrons with food. Give us more heat. Deliver us to Earth or any place else where we can live in peace.
If I give you these things, will you follow me?
Yes. Yes.
Fair follow. You have your answer.
And just how will you deliver what you promise?
Go to the agro ships. See for yourself.
I can't explain it. The trees have begun to bear fruit and multiply overnight.
Paulo, this doesn't make sense. I want to bring samples of all these agro fruits and plants back to the Galactica.
There has to be some logical explanation.
I can give you one. Something inordinate has happened here.
I can tell you what it is. It's a miracle.
That's what it is.
Though our pilots have been missing now for nearly a sectum, spirits throughout the fleet remain inordinately high due to the presence of Count Ebley and his nightly feats of magic of promise. Is he our deliverer? Or... I don't know which way to turn.
Ah, well, look at it this way. Some wonderful things are happening. Food. A guide to help us find our way across the stars. I mean, why are we trying to make something sinister out of it?
Because something inside me says don't trust him. There's something wrong.
It couldn't have anything to do with the liking Sheba's taken for the good count. I'm sorry. I know better than that. Sometimes we feel things we don't even realize. I mean, we are all human.
Not necessarily.
We have to do something. This man is convincing everyone he has supernatural powers.
I know. It's been on my mind a great deal. Apollo, suppose he does have some extraordinary power. Well, we're not alone in the universe. Who knows what other kinds of life forms exist out there? Can you assure me that the very lords of Kobol from which our civilization descended did not themselves come from a race which evolved and advanced at a greater speed than our own?
Then why wouldn't they make themselves known to us?
Perhaps they have. Perhaps he's the first contact with our ancient forefathers.
Count Ibley representing a parent civilization far in advance of our own? That's frightening.
Why?
Because from this point forward, we'd be powerless to control our own destinies.
I'm not so sure. I think of it, Apollo. He has asked us to follow him. He has not commanded it.
That's next.
Maybe it's not possible for him to do so.
You're saying he's asking us to submit to his leadership of our own free will?
He may be descended from the same roots as our own race. Freedom of choice to choose between one thing or another, between one action or another, between good and evil. The cornerstone of our civilization.
Father, if what you're saying is true, this man is some kind of a god.
Don't you think we would appear to be gods to a race far more primitive than we are? He's no more than a man, but he's a man from another time, with great strengths, great powers, but governed by the same rules we are.
What are we going to do? The people are ready to follow him, whatever he is.
Well, he asked me to propose three tests of his powers. I suppose it's time to do just that.
You have agreed on three tests of my strength. The first is to deliver your enemy. The second is to accurately plot your course to Earth. The third you cannot agree on. Some of you want to know who I am, where I came from. The others are satisfied to accept me because of my works and willing to follow blindly, providing I guarantee your safety.
There's no way he could have known. Only now have we voiced our choices and put them to a vote.
You, sire, are the most skeptical of all, with the possible exception of Commander Adama, who escorted me here. Therefore, I will grant you your first wish before you have decided on your third. I will deliver your enemy unto you this night.
Why?
Any further news of these machines, these creatures, manifestations?
Our attack crafts are unable to pursue them. They are too swift.
Prepare my personal craft and crew.
To what end?
Send out a long-range signal unidirectionally to the Galactica, wherever she is. Notify her that I wish to rendezvous with her.
You expect to be treated under universal law after leading your brothers into annihilation of the colonies?
It is my life that I risk. Do as I ask.
By your command, Baltar.
Bring the fleet to full alert.
Yes, sir. What is it? What's happening?
I have just received a direct communique from Baltar.
What?
Requesting permission to come aboard the Galactica under a universal sign of truce. Launch Blue Squadron to escort Baltar aboard. This is an event unlike any we've experienced since the destruction of our civilization. Baltar's ship is reaching our quadrant and is being intercepted by an elite squadron which will escort the treasonous instrument of our Holocaust directly into our hands. Word is spreading like sunbursts through every corner of the fleet. It's a jubilation unprecedented as Baltar is brought before the Council of Twelve. It is just as Count Ely promised. Our enemy has been delivered.